subject today is worry. And I didn't worry about this sermon because I had written it a while ago. I come by worry naturally, genetically, actually. My mother was a born worrier. And my grandmother Ainsworth never stopped worrying. I remember she wore an apron and she would roll it up and then she would unroll it. And she would roll it up and she would unroll it. My cousin said to me, well, she had enough to worry about. She had 13 children. Worry can be debilitating. It can rob us of our smile and imprison us in anxiety. Worry is unhealthy. It's unhealthy physically, makes gray hair and makes you lose your hair. It's unhealthy spiritually as well, because it puts the focus on us in our life and not on Jesus and what God has promised us. In our text today, Jesus said, stop worrying. You can miss the whole point of life with Christ by worry. Kind of like this woman in the story. A guy took his blonde girlfriend to the Super Bowl game. They'd gone to their seats. They had great seats right behind the team's bench. After the game, he asked her how she liked it. And she said, oh, I really liked it, especially the tight pants and the big muscles. But I didn't understand why they were trying to kill each other over 25 cents. Her boyfriend was dumbfounded. What do you mean, he says. Well, they flipped a coin, one team got it, and for the rest of the game, they all kept screaming, get the quarterback, get the quarterback. It's only 25 cents. Well, she sort of missed the point. And so do we when we spend our lives worrying. So today, I'm not going to say to you, stop worrying, but what I am going to do is present to you five questions that you can ask yourself that will help you stop worrying. The first question is, can I do anything about it? You can worry about world peace. You can worry about the weather. You can worry about who's going to be the next president of the United States. You can worry about the next earthquake or volcano, but you can't do anything about it. Jesus said, who of you, by worry, can add 1 minute to his life? None of us. None of us. So stop worrying about things you can't do anything about. The second question. If I can do something about it, have I done all I could? If I can do something about it, have I done all I could? You've all heard the story about the little boy in Holland. The dike which protected the city had sprung a leak. The city was worried sick that the dike would break and flood the city. But the little boy was not worried. Instead, he walked up to the dike and stuck his finger in the hole. If you've attempted to fix the problem that you worry about, even if you fail, if you've done your best, then let it go. It may not be fixable. It may have another solution, or it may need the third question, three, which is, do I need to wait? Do I need to wait? So many of the problems we worry about today are resolved tomorrow. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Focus on today. And wait for tomorrow to resolve itself and to answer many of the questions and worries you have today. It's a problem we all have called borrowing trouble. That means we reach out to tomorrow, we reach out to next week, we reach out to next year and say, oh, what am I going to do about so-and-so and so-and-so? None of you, none of us here today know what tomorrow is going to bring. Jesus said, let it evolve itself. Put yourself into today and wait. Learn to wait for God's tomorrow to come. That's three. Question number four, have I prayed about it? It's not what prayer often does for God, it's what prayer does for you that helps you dispel worry. If you can turn over your worry to God, then you can let it go. And you can stand back and see what God does with it. And it's always amazing. It's always amazing. On the way over here today from Crockett, it was cloudy. But you know, when I crossed the Neches River, there was a hole in the clouds. And the sun was shining through. For every cloud in your life, there's a hole. And the hole is God's opening to touch your life. A young pastor had a kitten that this kitten climbed up in the top of a tree and it couldn't get down. It was a fairly young tree. The tree was young and so the pastor couldn't climb up in the tree and get the kitten down, but he came up with a plan. He got a rope and he threw it around the top of the tree and hooked it on. He pulled the tree down and he was going to get the kitten that way, but somehow he slipped and the rope flipped and went away and the kitten flew through the air. A few days later at the grocery store, he saw one of his parishioners, a grandmother, and she was buying cat food. And he said, I thought you didn't like cats. She said, well, I don't, but my granddaughter has asked me over and over and over, Granny, can I have a cat? And she said, I finally relented and I told her, go out in the yard and pray for a cat. The little, you know what, Pastor? She was out in the yard. She kneeled down. She was praying. And out of the air comes flying this cat. Well, you know, God has a way of sending cats into our lives. God has a hole in the sky. If we turn our worries over to Him, we'll find that He can provide. The passage that Lori read from Exodus, God was telling the people of Israel, stop worrying. I am going to take care of you. All right. Question number five to help you stop worrying. Is this just really not my business and I should leave it alone? I used the phrase earlier, borrowing trouble. Sometimes we take on worry of other people that's not any of ours at all. Not our business, not our concern, not our worry. I don't know what Phyllis is going to cook for dinner tonight. That's not my worry. That's her husband's worry. Unless you're going to eat dinner with her. We worry about a lot of things that belong to other people that are not our worries at all. We're just borrowing them, putting them on our shoulders and burdening ourselves down. If it's not your problem, let it go. Jesus invites us in this passage in Matthew to seek God's kingdom first, and God's righteousness. And God's kingdom is a happy kingdom, a peaceful kingdom. Worry jails us in dark places. Worry ages us. Worry confines us. Worry separates us from the joy and happiness that God would have us have. So, here are five questions to ask yourself about worry. Can I do anything about it? If I can do something about it, have I done all I could? Do I need to wait? Have I prayed about it? Is it really just none of my business? Stop worrying and know the joy of Jesus Christ. Amen. We respond to the word of God.